This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to Generation Next, a show for charismatic, charming, attractive, funny young people like myself on Joy 94.9.
14 minutes past seven. You are on Generation Next on Joy 94.9. And if you're listening in Sydney, you're obviously on the Star Observer Digital, your sex, sexuality and gender diverse radio station. And you can get in contact with us on 0427 Joy 949. You can tweet at GNJoy949, email on air at joy.org.au or call 1300-JOY-949.
Boom. Thank you, Dylan.
Not a problem, mate. Now, obviously, it's come to that part of the night where we relish in Nelson's opinions and views.
Thank God. I've been waiting all week for this.
I cannot believe this only happens once a night for you guys because it should be happening 24/7, 365. Maybe 364, you can have Christmas off. How about that?
Look, I turned off the alerts on my phone when you tweet. No lie.
I know.
No, I'm kidding. I kid. It comes from a place of love, Nelson.
I don't have Twitter, or at least Dylan doesn't seem to think so.
I did make you a fake account.
Did you actually?
Oh my God. No, I didn't.
I regret sending you all of those dirty pictures now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Look, I did something more exciting than talk about myself today. today I moved house. Now, I was living in the inner northwest, which was quite foreign to me. You know, I'd always grown up southeast and quite far southeastern suburbs of Melbourne. But I moved back today to a lovely little place just east of St Kilda called Balaclava, which is Balaclava.
Mm.
And I was, you know, I've always loved the area, but I was wondering what's it going to be like for a young gay guy like me. And, you know, I was pondering before, I don't know what it's... In fact, I was on Commercial Road last night and I was wondering what the gay scene is still like on the south side compared to the north side. So, have you guys been out? Yeah?
Well, look, I don't... I'm out of my element in this conversation because I don't go to gay venues.
Mm. Oh, definitely.
I don't really since I've been in a relationship. Oops. But, south side... What's south side like? I mean...
Well, I don't know. Growing up in Melbourne, I was always bred to believe that Chapel Street and Commercial Road were the places
and
to
they,
be.
They were. Like, I remember when I first came to Melbourne, that was the place where you'd go
Yeah,
for,
like Chapel Street,
yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah. And then everything's kind of shifted. Like, the gays have migrated north like a pack of birds.
It's true. Yeah, it's
true.
We're all north side now, except for some of us who are moving.
East side's fun. You can start your own thing. You can
start your own club.
Little raves in the park.
In your bedroom.
Sorry, I'm pretty sure the listeners could hear my eyes rolling there.
I wish we had that quote from The Simpsons where Marge goes, "It's okay, you don't have to go to the dance. We can stay home and have our own party." Dance now. Yeah.
So true. But everything has shifted to the northern burbs, inner north.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what it was. Perhaps there was more room for growth 5, 10 years ago?
I feel like maybe people were like, why is Southside still a thing? It's so expensive.
Exactly.
We can't afford it. And then everyone was moving to the northern suburbs because it was cheaper. Like when my mum lived in Melbourne, Fitzroy was the slums. Like that was, you do not want to live there. And now it's like, God, I just want to live in Fitzroy.
Yeah, totally.
I just want to live on Brunswick Street.
That's how I felt when I signed my lease. No, I'm kidding. I totally love my new house. But look, we have got a text in, and just to give us a bit of a map and to help us locate and point of reference for Sydney. Inner west in Sydney is like inner north of Melbourne. East side is like Sydney north from Pat. And he texted in on 0427JOY949 where you can submit your feedback too.
Just to clarify for those Sydney siders, look, I'm sure you've got a point of reference now, but inner north is quite expansive. I don't know what the inner west is like in Sydney, but like inner north is really expansive and it covers a lot of things. Is the west in Sydney a big area? I sound so uneducated.
Look, I haven't really explored Sydney, to be honest, so I don't have much idea.
Yeah, look, my family, they live on the northern beaches of Sydney, which is kind of like the eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
Yes.
They're very, very hoity-toity. The kind of people that I'm generally allergic to.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. One thing that I do notice is that, and I think you and I were talking about this before we came into the studios, is that there seem to be different cultures.
That's it.
To different areas of Melbourne, especially with queer identities. And there's a huge difference between Melbourne and Sydney queer identities too.
That's very
true.
Yeah,
I feel like there definitely would be.
It was, I think Southside became so gentrified that I wasn't of age, so I wasn't going out and being amongst it. But I don't know if there was that much of an outlet for gays who weren't really into the scene or, you know, LGBT.
I guess, like, if you don't, like, because, you know, the stereotypical gay bar is very poppy, like pop music, a lot of that. And I think some of the northern suburbs, like the northern suburbs here, they have some gay parties that are just like a lot more like relaxed and not so party, dance, yeah. dance. They're like socialize, yeah. come with your friends, have a drink, but you don't have to go crazy on the D floor. Like.
And I think that's quite, indicative of our generation as well. Yeah. Like, we love a good party and we like to pop a bottle and wild out, but at the same time, we also like to have conversations, and there are clubs where you can go and you can go hack, and but then there's also a lot of venues, and especially in Melbourne venues, where chilled out vibes and being able to talk to one another far outweighs being able to just like bump and grind on the floor.
Yeah,
true.
Just very true.
Exactly. Like if a club doesn't have a little area where it's a bit quieter and it's just this pumping loud music, people say they go out to meet people, but you don't really. Like, you go out and you dance and have a good time, but it's like if you meet someone, you're like, oh, I'm having an interesting conversation. It's hard sometimes to follow through. I sound like a 50-year-old.
No. Sometimes. You look like one. No.
Ouch.
That is a joke, guys. This is radio. We have to be
visual, very attractive.
Okay? Just a very attractive 50-year-old.
Cat's a total babe. Mm. Look, working in a nightclub, and look, I work in a club that it is a get down on the floor and go crazy until 9 a.m. And that's, there is a big difference in that culture. However, the club that I work at, it isn't a straight bar and it isn't a gay bar. It's quite mixed. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll have young, it's mainly people in university. So I think acceptance is a larger facet of that identity, to be able to, you know, kiss a guy or kiss a girl or kiss a guy and a girl. And no one really bats an eyelid.
Mm. Yeah, true. Mm. You know, speaking of this, last night I was watching a show after the Chappelle Corby thing that was on TV, and it was like this guy is a presenter about Bali, and he was saying, in this nightclub in Bali, and anything goes. And then there was just a shot of like two girls making out, and I was like, are you serious? Really? You're going to put that on there? Like,
totally. It's like a selling point. If it was on certain networks, I know definitely aren't so much about the equality. They're more about the titillation.
Mm.
So maybe that's what it was used for.
No, definitely. It was just like, oh, really?
I think everything went there, didn't it? That sounds so racy. Yeah.
But we'd like to know your thoughts on this topic. So text in on 0427-JOY-949 or send us an email on onair@joy.org.au. Look, one thing I do would like to mention, the difference between, I guess, Sydney queer culture and Melbourne queer culture. And you definitely hit it before when you're talking about, Kat, when you're talking about bars and more like the chilled out vibe. Mm. I find that Melbourne is much more of a, hey, like a one-on-one, let's talk.
Yeah.
And Sydney queer culture seems to definitely be more ingrained with the heavy partying. And
like the group thing, I feel. Like, I feel like I could go out here with like one other person and have a good time. But I feel like my friends in Sydney are like, no, we get like 10 of us.
Very true.
Like 15 of us.
Yeah.
Just like.
And that's the weird thing where they have their own little mosh pit and they're just like.
Yeah, it's so weird. And they just dance in a circle and they're like, dance.
Security thing. But in Sydney, you can bar hop so easily because it's in a concentrated area. Whereas here, Melbourne's gay village is still shifting, I think.
Definitely like not in one spot. Like if you want to go clubbing anywhere, not just gay clubbing in Melbourne, you pick one spot, one place or two max.
Yeah.
You can't afford to take cabs all around and it's too far to walk.
And that was the best thing about Commercial Road back in the day because you could actually just do like the walk. You'd go to certain clubs that would close at 3 and then there was the famous club that had multiple levels that was open to the wee hours of the morn.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of, if you want to go to a gay club that is open to the wee hours of the morning, if you have women with you, you need to, at the door, let them know, let the security know who the women are with, and then put down your phone number with it too.
Yeah.
Which is, I would be personally offended if I was a woman and that happened to me.
Sure.
Because it's just, I don't know. That's just one thing that grinds
me. You know, if you went to a straight club and you got kicked out, there would be an uproar, wouldn't there?
There'd be a huge uproar. It's like inclusion seems to be arbitrary in certain instances. But, hey, make sure you do text in 0427-JOY-949. Coming up really soon is our chat with Alina, and she will be talking about her life as a queer Muslim woman, and we'll be focusing on her life as a young queer Muslim woman. But we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.